Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel, and now to announce the gladsome tidings that John Prescott is dead. For some, Christmas will have come early. You may have the misfortune to remember him as Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom from 1997 to 2007. He was, of course, a Labour Party politician, somehow regarded as an elder statesman. So he has been called to his reward at the age of 86. Perhaps 86 years too late. So he wreaked an awful lot of harm in the United Kingdom as a constitutional vandal. He was in many ways catastrophic for the UK, degrading the armed forces, taxing people too much, signing all these public-private partnerships, which cost the taxpayer tens of billions of pounds, making things way more expensive than the NHS than they should have been. On his watch, housing became eye-wateringly expensive. He hugely overexpanded universities. He helped to degrade educational standards, and on and on and on. He led the attack on civil liberties. He was a shameless pathological liar. He was enabler of all Blair's crimes, a thoroughly nasty piece of work, an absolute scumbag, someone who's able to fail his way upwards just because he was working class. And Labour found him reassuring to old Labour voters. He will not be missed. That's him. And it's staggering and indeed nauseating to hear all these plaudits laid at his door by leftists today, and considering they're often in the Me Too movement. Now, John Prescott was accused by a number of women of serious sexual assaults. He was never convicted of anything. He might be as innocent as a lamb. I don't know. I presume innocence, even for someone as vile as him. But why is it when some people, particularly right-wingers, have such accusations leveled at them, that's it, no due process, they're thrown into the outer darkness, that's it. But somehow with John Prescott, that's all right. So anyway, he was ennobled towards the end of his life. He was a hypocrite. He's really just despicable. So he'd suffered for Alzheimer's for a few years. He died yesterday. The news has been released just now. He'd been living in a care home for some time. So tributes have been led by his partner in crime, Tony Blair, who was Prime Minister. So now the title for the stupidest person in British politics really does go to Angela Rayner, who regards him as an icon. Wow. Wow. A so-called feminist is going to take up his case of all people. What else about Prescott? You know, just playing croquet when he's supposed to be doing, have been doing some work. So he was from Merseyside, but he was a member of parliament representing Kingston upon Hull East. And he held that seat for how long was it? 39 years, something like that. He had been a merchant seaman, active in the trades union movement. Seen as reassuringly blunt, as identifiably Northern English and so on. Supposedly the highlight of his career came from once the People's Fuel Lobby threw an egg at him and then he punched the person back. But I remember my driving instructor at the time said, yes, if you'd done that in a game of football, you'd have been sent off. I don't care the other person started it. Is it self-defense? But I mean, an egg is not really going to hurt you. Show some maturity, show some decorum and don't do that. You leave that to the police. It's unbecoming someone of his high office to get involved in a tussle like that, a scrapper. And it was defended as John is John by Tony Blair. No doubt it appealed to some of the knuckle draggers in British politics, the people who tend to support Labour. So he was in Labour for many, many years. Supposedly, he believed in taking action on climate change, despite having huge houses, driving two Jaguar cars. So he was utterly hypocritical. Yeah, sacrifices, that was for the little people to make. So much about Prescott supposedly being a champion of the working class. So what else about him? So he came from a very working class family, and his father fought in D-Day and indeed was badly wounded, had to have a leg amputated then. He never achieved much academically. That's why he couldn't speak properly, was always mangling his words. He's actually born in Prestatyn, Wales in 1938, but to English parents. He regarded himself as English. I'm not sure he was ethnically Welsh. So he left school at the age of 15 without any qualifications, which is quite typical. A steward on various passenger liners, and then he joined the National Union of Seamen. So he went to the to Ruskin College, which is in Oxford, which is not part of Oxford University whatsoever, but is happy to exploit this misconception. It's geographically located in the city of Oxford, and it's part of the trades union old boys network. It was a bigoted classist organization, discriminate against the middle class and the working class. And then he went on to Hull University, the city where he spent most of the rest of his life. So he's married to the long-suffering Pauline Prescott. He had two sons, despite his constant infidelities. And he got all sorts of shadow cabinet positions. He was a truly nauseating figure, very avaricious, despicable, and very immoral as well. Completely hypocritical. Like in 1999 at the Labour Party conference, he used his ministerial car, a Jaguar, for a 200-metre journey. He was asked why. He said, well, for security reasons and because of my wife's hairdo. That's a bit like, you know, the cat ate my homework excuse. If he simply said it was for security reasons, that might have had some plausibility. How come it's for security reasons for you, but not for the Prime Minister, who's even more important? I mean, come on. He shouldn't have mentioned his wife's hairdo. That was the real reason, actually. People used to say, and I've read her autobiography, she's got a hairstyle, looks like it hasn't moved since 1962. And indeed, that was true. What was this called, like, smile though you're crying inside or something like that. Came from a working class family somewhere in Northern England. When she was 15, had a liaison with a married US Air Force man. She knew he was married, but he said he was going to get divorced. She became pregnant by him. He promptly went back to the United States. He never got divorced. She gave birth to her child, who's never met his son. She gave him up for adoption. She used to visit the children's home a bit. And then he actually went into the armed forces, was quite successful as an officer. She started dating John Prescott when she hadn't quite broken off contact with her child. And Prescott said, well, we can get married, we can keep your child, but they didn't. Anyway, so that's her, Pauline Prescott. I have some respect for her, for what she achieved, what she did, for her moral courage. He smashed down lots of 200 homes in Northern England and didn't build them up to replace them. He had all sorts of idiotic ideas, like regional assemblies for Northeast England, all the regions of England, and to dissolve county councils. They held a referendum on Northeast England, the area they thought was most likely to say yes. It was a 78% no. It was an enormous waste of taxpayers' money. It was such a dismal failure, they didn't pursue this scheme in other English regions. So that was Prescott for you. Grandstanding, vain, idiotic, what else can I say? Bumptious, bombastic, wasteful, just full of hot air, and couldn't put two words together. And yet somehow he was treated with deference just because of the high office to which he was elected. Despicable, regarded as sexist by Edith Cresson, the former Prime Minister of France, when she met him in the European Parliament. He said that wasn't the thing. Now, there was the TBGBs. There was this friction between Tony Blair and Gordon Brown, and John Prescott had to act as a peacemaker between them. He had an extramarital affair with Tracy Temple, who had been his secretary. Well, I don't care about that. But some people do. Anyway, so much for his much vaunted family values. So he was made a peer of the realm in 2010 when he stepped down from Parliament. But he had stepped down from the House of Commons, but he stopped attending Parliament for a long time before that. So that was him. He was a canine in his loyalty to Blair. And as I say, he was a facilitator of many Blair's crimes. So a truly despicable figure. It's a pity that there is no hell for him to go to. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.